It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, and I am the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. We were the very first CBD superstore in Alabama, and we have been just rocking and rolling with all of the changes in the industry since then. Been a little more rocking than rolling lately. You can find us at 558 St. Francis Street in Suite 1A on the corner of St. Francis and Warren Street in downtown Mobile, and our new store in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South, and that south part's very important. Suite K, right there between Greelot and Cottage Hill, and we are open 6 days a week in West Mobile and 7 days a week in downtown. And we've got some great new products. We're doing some really cool, fun new events. Starting Tuesday, we're going to have a local musician that we feature every month. They will come in on Tuesday afternoons and play in West Mobile, and on Thursday afternoons in downtown. And at the end of the month, we'll have a Saturday night social where we feature that artist and other local musicians, and have some pre-rolls and some good CBD coffee, and get to hang out and get to know each other. This is something that a lot of customers have asked us to do, and we are finally getting around to doing it now that we have a better space in West Mobile. So go to the Facebook page and our website, cannabama.com, get some information about that. We're also going to have some classes coming up. And, of course, we're going into the holidays, so we're going to have some really great deals for Black Friday, Small Business Saturday. So check us out on Facebook and Instagram and at cannabama.com. One thing we want to highlight is our brand of the month, of course, this month is Extract Labs out of Colorado. They are veteran-owned. And in November, we're going to focus on veterans' issues. So we are going to be talking about homelessness, addiction, PTSD, and mental health. Also, you know, we try to do a major fundraiser every month. So this month, we will be accepting donations or directing you to a place that you can donate to the Alabama Homeless Veterans Initiative. And next week on the show, we will have the founder of that program, the president, and a veteran who is in the program currently, so we can learn more about what they are doing and how it applies to CBD, because, you know, whatever we talk about, there's always a way that it rounds back around to CBD. So be looking for that. You can go on our cannabama.com. There's a link on the homepage. You don't have to read anything or even look at products. If you would like to directly donate to them through their PayPal, there's a link on our webpage. And if you come in the store and donate your spare change or add $5 or $10 to your purchase, we will give you double and triple bonus points for that. And so you will get that money back very quickly in free product. So we want to help them to feed, shelter, and offer job skills to veterans who are homeless and down on their luck. These are the people that have gone in our place and fought and done things that we can't even imagine having to do, and experiencing things that we can't even wrap our heads around. And we need to take care of them when they come home and not leave them to deal with all of the mental and physical injuries that they sustain, and help them to sort of reintegrate back into quote-unquote normal life. This is something that, coming from a family of veterans, is very special to me. And so we want to help raise money for that program. Also, just to mention real quick, there's some interesting, I don't know if we want to call it strife or uncertainty in the industry right now, both for the state of Alabama and for the industry nationwide. The USDA is coming out with some new regulations that are going to be bad for the industry, and we need people to go to the USDA website, and we have that in a post on our Facebook page at Cannabama, the CBD store. But we need people to go and give comments about why these regulations should not stand, and what CBD, and in particular, the flower products do for you and why you think that we should have unfettered access to those as the regulations stand right now and not change them and hinder the whole entire industry. And particularly in the state of Alabama, we would like to be able to offer testimony from people in Alabama who are growing, who are selling, and who are consuming CBD products, and especially the raw flower products, because we're being told one thing, the law says another, and we're waiting for a statement to come down on that to know exactly what we're facing. So there's a lot of uncertainty out here for us, and we're asking our listeners, our customers, whether or not you buy from Cannabama, we don't care about that. We just want to hear from you. And so if you go to sweethomecannabama.com, you can leave a testimony that we can then pass on to both the USDA and to the state government. So that's very important if you want to continue to have access to the high quality, high potency products that are available right now. Because if these new regulations stand, then they may not be available for very much longer. Anyway, I'm going to get off that soapbox. Just let you know that there are some things we still need to get done. So tonight we're going to be talking to Craig Henderson. He's the CEO and founder of Extract Labs in Boulder, Colorado. Craig, are you there?
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Welcome to the show. We like to introduce our brands that we offer to our listeners who are our customers and even some people who listen to decide whether they want to become customers. And I think people enjoy knowing who makes their products and who sells their products. So that's what our goal is here today. So with that said, would you tell us a little bit about what brought you into the cannabis industry?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a long story. I was got out of the military. I served in Iraq in 2004, 2005. I was active duty Army Airborne Infantry. Got out in 2006. Decided to go to college. You know, before the military, while in the military, I was always raised, you know, cannabis was bad. So it was never really my thing. For some reason, I was raised that alcohol was good.
Mm-hmm.
And later in life, you know, I started questioning things and didn't understand why my drug of choice was so acceptable, you know, alcohol.
Right.
And why cannabis was so frowned upon.
Right.
So I did some research for myself, slowly started changing my mind, and decided, you know, that would be, and then while I was in college, I saw regulations changing throughout the country. So it seemed like I wasn't the only person starting to lean towards cannabis. And even though I was getting an engineering degree, I just had a lot of passion for wanting to be part of a new industry, an industry I thought could help people instead of hurt them. You know, in the military, I saw, you know, we came home from Iraq, everyone was drinking, you know, they were shoving pills down our throats, encouraging a bunch of antidepressants. And to me, that just didn't make sense. And
of
so
course.
I thought that there might be an answer with cannabis. So I was kind of drawn toward that industry, and I got my foot in the door after I graduated college.
Well, I know exactly what you mean about your drug of choice being acceptable, because my drug of choice was prescription medication, pain pills. And, you know, people don't think a whole lot of someone taking pain pills long term, 10 years. Because
right.
It comes from a doctor, and that's one of the ways I convinced myself, no, you're not a drug addict. Your doctor gives it to you. You need it. And you mentioned cannabis, and people lose their minds. And
right.
When I first came across CBD, my initial response was, I can't use that. That's weed. I'm in recovery. So I understand that. And, of course, I was raised down here in deep down in Dixie, and we don't deal with the devil's lettuce kindly.
Right, right. That's
so,
how I was raised also.
Yeah, okay. So, well, yeah, the government did a thorough job of propagandizing back in the early 1900s. So it's interesting because I know we see a lot of people that are former military that do have some of those issues. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting to get to talk to someone who is not only using it in that way, but making it available to other people in that way.
Yeah, it is exciting. Like I said, when I first got my foot into the industry, I was pretty much taking any job I could. I got on as an engineer with an extraction company just designing the equipment.
Right.
And my job was travel the country and teach people how to do extractions. At that time, it was all marijuana.
Right.
And I started seeing these hemp farmers popping up.
Right.
And there was a rumor that CBD was in hemp. And it really wasn't being regulated much at the time, so I saw an opportunity to, you know, I didn't think the world would respond to CBD like it has. Like,
right.
I thought CBD was just this very small niche market.
Right. Well, when we come back, I want to talk to you more about that and talk about your company in particular.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Okay, so we're talking to Craig Henderson, CEO and founder of Extract Labs, a veteran-owned company. Craig, you're a veteran. You just told us about that and how you sort of ended up in the industry. Tell us a little bit more about how you ended up starting your company.
Yeah, so like I said, for 3 years I was training people how to turn marijuana into oil. And even though I believed in cannabis, you know, high THC cannabis really wasn't my thing. You know,
right.
I experimented with it. I just didn't have a lot of fun with it like some people did.
I don't enjoy it either. I really don't.
And but then, you know, CBD was starting to become a thing, and I got my hands on some high CBD strains. To me, it seemed like that was more like my choice, you know, less the psychoactive high,
right.
More of the medicine. And I thought that, you know, this is an opportunity for me to start a small little business on my own. I don't think it's going to be as big as the marijuana market, but I do think there are people out here who don't want to get high but still want cannabis.
Yes.
So,
and little did you know, right?
Job, had some experience with extraction and started, you know, in my garage, hoping that one day I could hire two or three people to help me,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be able to, you know, meet demand in a small niche market.
Right. Well, and how quickly did it become a large market?
Yeah, quickly. Like, I had people pulling up, you know, people from Kentucky, North Carolina, driving, you know, across the country in U-Haul trucks full of hemp, you know, pulling up to the garage in my house.
Wow.
Wanting to deliver this, asking where my facility was. And then I quickly realized, like, man, this is going to be big. So
yeah.
I would kind of just make up stories like, oh, my facility is under construction. I would just make up lies.
Yeah.
So that people would trust me. And they did. They dropped off the plant material. I didn't know if I'd be able to figure it out. You know, honestly, a lot of the stuff, I didn't realize it'd be as hard as it was. But
right.
You know, every morning woke up, stayed up all night, you know, worked 7 days a week, kept trying to, you know, figure out extraction, how to make products. And
I imagine consistency is a hard thing to master.
Say that again?
That the consistency of the product is probably one of the hardest things to master.
Yeah, it was extremely hard. A lot of math, a lot of variables, and you know, it's been almost, we hit our 3 year mark next month, and
wow.
From that day in my garage 3 years ago till now, we've got 45 employees, three
yeah.
buildings, two in Colorado, one in Kentucky, and it's really turned into a you know, an amazing company.
Yeah, I know when I started my business, I had no idea what I was doing, and it became like a perpetual nuclear explosion because people
exactly.
didn't even realize that they needed it as much as they have. And, you know, there were so many, you deal with so many layers of misunderstanding, the people that think it's the devil's lettuce. Then there's the people mm-hmm. who love the devil's lettuce and think it's worthless because it's not high THC. And that,
oh,
it's
oil.
Almost
yeah,
easier to educate.
That.
Yeah, it's almost easier to educate people who are completely against it than it is to educate someone who believes something very strongly that it's just wrong.
Right.
As far as, you know, yeah, cannabis is great, but not this fake cannabis. It really gets on my nerves when people say, oh, I smoke the real thing. So,
right.
And I tell them, you're going to hurt my feelings. But, but yeah, I mean, it's no one saw it coming. And when I started, you couldn't get it anywhere. I mean, you literally couldn't get it anywhere. And especially not in Alabama and the Southeast. So we were, you know, I just jumped out there and was like, look, I'm not waiting on anybody else to tell me it's safer because I know it's safe. So let's go. And it was just crazy town from then. I've been working 7 days a week for 15 months.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and my pregnant girlfriend, actually, soon-to-be wife, she's from Mobile, Alabama.
I know, and she's friends with
your
Ashley.
Story the whole time.
Yes, my second employee, Ashley. Yes,
yep.
I hear she's coming to your baby shower.
Yeah, she'll be here next week.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm jealous. I did get to meet Jen at the expo in Nashville though, and I have a picture with her.
Okay.
Yeah,
I might
it was
have
fun.
Met you there then, real quick.
I met five or six people, but I couldn't remember who any of them were except for her. She's the one I got a picture with. But you guys, your company, I actually, when I first started out, I someone told me about your company, and I've always admired what you guys are doing and how you're doing it and how good you are to vets. And that was exciting to me, and I'm really glad that we got around to getting the product. People love it, especially that Shatter and Crumble. They love it. They do. And that's the only
–
you guys are the only brand that we carry in those things, and they really do love it. So we're excited to be able to be a part of what you're doing and have you be a part of what we're doing.
And it's a funny story with the Shatter and Crumble. It was, you know, so I spent 3 years teaching people in the marijuana industry – how to make, you know, marijuana concentrates. The
right.
dabs were a popular thing taking
right.
off. So when I started my CBD company, I was like, it'd be cool to replicate those same marijuana dabs
right.
but with CBD only. And that's kind of where that all started from.
Yeah, and I'm fascinated because it looks so small and so insignificant. And people are like, man, this stuff is awesome. It's
great.
Just this
that's
tiny awesome. Little thing, you know, and but it's got a powerful impact. So we have had a good time hearing really great feedback on it. Well, tell us how what makes Extract Labs so unique besides the way you began. Tell us a little bit more about what you do with veterans and how you sort of do things ethically, transparently, as far as the consumer is concerned.
Yeah. Just like I learned, you know, I took a lot of what I know now from the marijuana industry. I saw in the marijuana industry that every dispensary, every product had to be third-party lab tested, residual solvents, pesticides, potency.
Right.
And no one was doing that with CBD. I just assumed, you know, I feel like that's what customers want to see. That's what they're used to seeing in the marijuana side of things.
Right.
No one's telling us to do it on the CBD side. Why don't we just start doing it and then display all those results? So if you
right.
buy a product from us anywhere in the country, you can look at that number, go to our website, and actually see the lab results, residual solvent, pesticides, potency, on
right.
our website.
Right.
I thought it was a nice thing to do, and it's turned out to be a huge thing for us. Everyone gives us credit for it. Everyone loves us for it.
Right. Well, and because there's still people that aren't doing it because up to this point, no one's made them. And that's where I feel like I think there definitely needs to be some rules and regulations. But it makes me nervous because a lot of times they overreach and make it actually harder for
exactly.
the good guys, which is kind of what's happening right now.
You're right. We want rules and regulations, then they go and make they take it in the wrong direction.
Right, like, and cut everybody off at the knees. Yeah. It's not fair because, you know, the bad apples make it harder. I preach constantly that anybody who can't educate their customer and can't teach them how to use the product or doesn't know, you know, how to even vet a company to have a good product is hurting all of us. Because if you
exactly.
have a bad experience at the gas station, you're much less likely to come to Cannabama and try great products from people who will be able to teach you because you've already decided it's garbage. So,
and that's exactly what I was going to say about the gas station. It amazes me, these huge companies who have targeted gas stations to sell their CBD.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sick.
Yeah, it is, because one of them, I'm sure I don't have to say the name of the company, but the gas station CBD company
yeah.
has sent us a box of all their products, and we just threw them in the garbage because I wasn't going to sell anything that you can get. Sorry, Circle K, but we're not the same. So
exactly.
I was not going to go there and sell. And I even was like, you know, I'm going to try this. And I put a gummy in my mouth, and like the first two bites were like, okay, this is all right. And then it was like your mouth fills with bitterness, and it's like, what is this poison? This is not how it's supposed to be, because I know good CBD. I know
right.
what good CBD is, and I measure everything, even when it makes sense on paper, because ultimately you can fake paper. But when we get those samples and we try it, you know, we know what to look for. And Lord knows we have seen everything that's out there, and we've seen some gross stuff, some nasty stuff. But we've seen, to me, the more impressive companies are the smaller companies that aren't as well known, but they're great at what they do, and they love it like we love educating and making it available. So those are the companies that we really want to partner with, because they have their beliefs and they always align with ours. So we're excited always to do business with you guys. And I have to say, I keep the 1500 milligram face cream in my house. And when I get home,
Jen's favorite product too.
Oh my gosh. Cause menthol, I'm not a huge menthol fan, and it works great, but I would rather the face cream formula. And I have my husband rub it on my feet a lot.
Nice.
I love it. I love it. So that's, you know, I have a few things that I've tried it all, but there are a few things that are at the Boozer House no matter what, and that is one of them. That is my favorite topical. So I appreciate the strength of it, the potency of it, because I am a high-potency kind of girl.
And back to your question about what makes us unique, that's always kind of been our thing, high potency, low price.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't cost that much more to add another gram of CBD into a product.
Right.
Why not do it?
Right. There seems to be a threshold that everybody stays under. But I know, especially having looked at all the different products I have, adding a lot more CBD at a certain point is not that big of an expense. It really does make the product that much more effective. So, you know, but I didn't know that you guys were kind of on the cusp in the beginning of making sure that the testing was there. It does make sense that people coming from weed to CBD would want that in place.
Right.
Well, and, you know, transparency is everything. And that's what will set you apart and will make companies like yours and stores like mine that insist on that be able to stay the course when these regulations come down, and some of the people that are just here to make a quick buck are going to fall to the wayside. So I can certainly appreciate. Yeah, me too. Me too. I am, because I can't even. Let's not go there. It's time for another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about veterans issues and more with Extract Labs.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking still to Craig Henderson, CEO and founder of Extract Labs in Boulder, Colorado. Craig, we talked about how you got your company started and how you got into the industry. Tell us what you feel like is what maybe how Extract Labs and what you do relates to our mission, which currently is veterans issues, but on the whole is educating the public.
Yeah. So, you know, the first year or two of the business was just trying to get a business off the ground. I really didn't play the veteran card that hard.
You know,
I called it Extract Labs. Me and the employees were still trying to determine a logo. It was, you know, mainly my employees were like, why don't you, you know, play this veteran card? Why don't you play this veteran card? And I just, it was never a card I wanted to play.
Right.
But then we started playing it. You know, our logo is essentially an American flag. And then we started getting a lot of outreach from people about the whole veterans and PTSD thing.
Right.
So
I can imagine that was attractive to a lot of people, because the issue of being able to use cannabis in the treatment of PTSD particularly, and then the other mental health issues and physical pain, obviously they have to know it's not working.
Right. And, you know, I never realized how attractive it was. I never thought, you know, like using my veteran background as like a something for my business. I just never put two and two together. You know, I don't know. I just didn't follow. Times I didn't realize that veterans were so respected and needing so much help. But the second as soon as I announced that we're a veteran-owned company, like all of a sudden, you know, all these people are reaching out. So that's when we decided to offer a pretty significant discount. So if you're a veteran, you prove to us you're a veteran.
Right.
You get essentially a discount for life on our website. I think it's 30 or 40%.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw 25%.
Yeah.
Which is very generous. I mean, we give a 15% discount at our stores all the time to veterans and law enforcement, any type of first responder. And so you guys, man, 25% is a huge discount. And I would encourage any veteran who is listening that enjoys Extract Lab products or would like to try them to, you can get them cheaper from them. I'm just going to say it. And I would certainly not want to stand in the way of that. It would not hurt my feelings. anytime you can help somebody, because we try to help as many people as we can, and veterans and first responders, because so many times law enforcement officers and first responders are former military. We have a group of firemen that come in that use our one of our products for PTSD and for insomnia. And, you know, they're like, we don't want to take pills. We're firemen, you know, but we did two tours and we can't sleep. You know, one of them had night terrors, and they come in, they get what they need, they get the help they need, and they're never impaired and their jobs aren't at risk. And it's a beautiful thing for them to come and say, my buddy's a different person since he started shopping here. You know, that, you know, you're doing right. Something good.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, it's like, you know, I tried it. I liked it. It helped me. But
right.
I couldn't promise that it would help every other person who tried it. So it's really cool to hear the stories, just like you described. The
absolutely.
Crazy stories we hear from people.
Absolutely. We do. I know my employees often say, you know, we see a miracle at least once a day, every day. That's our job.
Yeah.
And that's why they love their jobs so much, and they do take it seriously. Like, I think once
awesome.
You get bitten by the cannabis bug and you really get into it, it becomes a part of who you are, you know? It is for me anyway. I could never not do
for
this.
Sure.
You'll find me babbling in the corner of an old folks home one day talking about, y'all need CBD in here. Well, so tell us, do you have any really powerful PTSD or stories from veterans where they were injured or had mental health issues and they were able to get relief with you guys' products?
You know, a lot of my old friends swear by it. Most of the stories I hear are not from a lot of veterans. I've had parents with children, parents with or people with animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me personally, I've got some PTSD stories. It seems like it's helped a few of my friends. But, yeah, most of the stories we hear, people with children. Those are the stories I remember. I hear stories every day.
Yeah.
It's the ones with, like, a four-year-old who had spine surgery, and, you know, the doctor's been giving them medicine, nothing helped. And then they tried, like, you know, a cream with a tincture, and it's just night and day. Or maybe a child with autism who
right.
can't speak, and then after 3 months of CBD, is able to actually start speaking. You know,
I have had a couple
really
of those, and those are, wow, to hear a mother say, I can speak to my child, that is powerful.
Yeah, it is. It makes me cry every time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have PTSD from a violent traumatic injury and the death of my son. And so for me, it helps with, you know, the insomnia. I could not sleep for like 14 years. I couldn't sleep. And I was, you know, a lot of those years I was using opiates as a way to not deal with my anxiety, my anger, and the grief that I just, it was like a tidal wave that never stopped. And, you know, my solution
was
pain
your
pills.
Son?
He was 5 days old.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was 5 days old. And it was a birth injury. My uterus and bladder ruptured, but it was due to negligence, and so it was done to us and completely preventable. And he was full term and beautiful, but he was brain dead.
Wow.
So I had to, at 25, and you know, barely holding my guts together, take my son off of life support. And that does something to you that you don't really ever fully come back from. But for a long time, I lived like a zombie, and I was able to get clean, and then I found CBD later, and I knew immediately what it would do for the recovery community, for people with the mental health issues that I had, because I have had full-on flashbacks that cripple you wherever you're standing, and you can't do a thing about it. You know, I've never been in a war, but I have been in my own personal physical and emotional battle. And it is, you know, none of those things have happened since I started CBD. I sleep. Man, the sleep is so good. And it's never that hungover, forced, you know, unconscious drunkenness that you get with, you know, sedatives. And I have been on a prescription of some sort since I was 15 years old. And at 41, I am 2 years prescription free this month. I started CBD November, you know what? November 2nd, 2017. It's been 2 years. And I immediately was like, oh my God, I have to tell everyone I've ever met, and I've got to somehow get on the phone with the whole wide world. It was, there was no going back.
And you're 100% right about PTSD. It's, you know, they, everyone talks about soldiers having PTSD, and which I had some from the military, but honestly, just day-to-day life. And
oh man,
I had to live through a divorce, and the PTSD from a divorce with children was way worse than my time in Iraq. And Iraq was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I don't think people realize the PTSD you can get from a car wreck, from a divorce, from a death in the family.
Anything that's
so much more
emotionally shocking.
Experiences.
Yeah. Especially when it accompanies physical injury, though, too, I think. I think mm-hmm. that's why they focus so much on soldiers, because a lot of times the PTSD comes from not only what you see and have to do, but also the physical damage that happens that coincides with it. And for me, like I say, I've never been in the military, but I had physical and emotional damage that was enough. I mean, I shouldn't have lived. It was bad. And so that was enough to cripple me mentally for a long, long time. And I still have bad days, you know, birthdays and Christmas and any kind of specialness. You know, my oldest son is about to graduate from high school. And I know that part of the reason I will cry that day will be because I can imagine that I should be doing it all over again 2 years later with my son that passed. And I don't get to do that. And sometimes the unfairness of it really hits you, and there's nothing you can do but cry it out. But on the whole, I'm a functional person, you know.
That's 100% right. When people ask me, what is PTSD like, or what does it feel like? And what you just described it the best. It's when you have a good day and that unfairness, like you think about someone you lost or a soldier that was killed, how young they were, and you just remember how they're not going to be able to experience that.
Right.
That's the worst part of PTSD for me. Is exactly what you just described.
Right. And it's funny, I try to tell my kids, you know, we grow up with this idea that life is fair or should be fair, and there's no fair. And even as adults, I'm 41 years old, I've been through some stuff, you know, I've seen some stuff, and I still have a need for justice that I need to understand when things happen. Small and large, you know, and sometimes you just don't get it. And that's hard to cope with. And that's what it's like, you know, the memory of the thing that happened, the unfairness. Why did it happen to me? You know, and the inability to shake it and pretend that it never happened, which is what I tried to do with opiates for 10 years. You know, this isn't happening to me. I can't feel it. And it's all waiting for you there when you finally sober up. So I get it from my own perspective. I get it. And that's why I think I have so much compassion for people who are trapped in that pill mill where they're just trying to numb you instead of helping you, because what you need is help. You don't need sympathy and, you know, oblivion. You need help because you don't want to be a zombie. You want to live a life. And you want to help other people to be able to live a life, you know? I mean, there has to be some significance there, right?
Yeah.
I wish that more veterans would speak up if they use cannabis. I know a lot of times there are people in advocacy groups down here because it's largely illegal in this part of the country, and people are afraid to speak up, you know? They're still worried if their neighbors are going to find out that they're taking an isolate CBD that's, you know, impossible to intoxicate you with, because what will they think?
Yeah, we get those messages every day. People I was in the military with, you know, cops, firemen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, I just don't want to get caught with this. Are you sure this is okay?
Right. No, we see that too.
Living such fear when they're just trying to help themselves.
Right. Well, and that's why we do this show. That's why we are as loud and proud as we can, because you know, things don't become accepted until they're normalized, and we're trying to show that this is as normal. This should be more normal than going to the doctor for a prescription every time you have a twinge of pain or a sniffle, because you're actually making yourself sicker. You're making yourself sicker, and we've gotten to the point where, you know, eventually none of it's going to work, and we're going to have to go back to the natural way because that's the way God made us.
Yeah, you can see what's happening with the whole opioid epidemic right now, and it definitely has not worked.
Right, right, right. And I mean, that when I started taking pain pills, you know, my son was born in 2003. That was at the very beginning of us being told all the time that it was possible to live a pain-free life, and the pain scale in emergency rooms, and everybody needing pain pills for every little thing. And so I didn't know you could even be addicted to pills.
Yeah, the doctors don't tell you that.
No, because they're, you know, they have to convince themselves that's not possible, I guess, to be able to live with themselves, I would think. Well, okay, so when we come back, I want to go over a few things about the future of the law, education, specific products that you guys make, and any future plans or new products. I know Maddie hinted about something really big you've got going on for a new product that she wouldn't said she couldn't share, but you know, give us a little something. we like to know what's coming so that we can make sure to be the first ones to have it out there. So we want to talk about the future and how all of that pertains to the industry. And so when we get back, we're going to wrap it up with Craig Henderson of Extract Labs.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to wrap up our fourth segment tonight with Craig Henderson, CEO and founder of Extract Labs in Boulder, Colorado. You can find their products in our stores in downtown and West Mobile. And we have some big plans for the future, but I ain't sharing them because, lots of people like to take my ideas and run with them themselves.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes. You got to keep it all a secret. It's really crazy because I love to share about it, but I'm not going to. I learned it the hard way in the last 6 months. So what I want to talk about now is some of the things that you guys are doing with, you know, with your influence and with some of the money that you've earned in your company, cancer research. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So one of my employees, Maddie, reached out to CSU. She was just hell-bent on trying to get some sort of research done with our cannabis.
Maddie's so great, by the way. You need to give her a raise.
Yeah. And then, you know, so we talked to CSU, and they said, well, you know, what kind of studies do you want to do? So it went back and forth. You know, human studies were a bit much. Like, well, let's focus. CSU's big on animal care, big veterinary college.
Right.
So, like, let's focus on veterinary, you know, our animals. And then if it works with them, then we'll move on to human studies.
Right.
So we suggested, you know, anxiety. We suggested all these things that we thought CBD would help for. And they're like, well, you know, some of these things are hard to prove. You know, if you give a stressed out dog CBD, how do you prove if it really helped him? So we ended up narrowing it down, like cancer. Let's see if this actually does something for cancer. You know, they put a canine's cancer cells in a petri dish, also put CBD in there and see if it works.
Right.
You know, so it's been about 8 months now, and the results are amazing. It's proven that it does kill cancer cells, at least in dogs.
In dogs, yes. Wow, that's amazing, because we have people ask about dog products all the time, and we have lots of anecdotal evidence. We don't have any studies, but we have daily anecdotal evidence about how it helps. I know my son and his girlfriend just adopted a dog. And he's a baby, and he's precious, and he gets a little bit stressed out because everything's new. And also, speaking of PTSD, he was living on a farm, and something, a bobcat or a coyote, got into where they were sleeping and killed all of these puppies except for this one puppy.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
I know, can you imagine? And it's so sad, and he's so adorable. So, you know, he does not leave my son's side. He comes to the store. He's at the store. If you've been in the store lately and met Marty McFly Boozer, he is the coolest little puppy in the world. But he does have some scary tendencies. And the other night they went to the fair. And I was like, okay, I'm going to babysit my grandson. And he was crying outside of Isaiah's bedroom until I gave him some food with the oil in it. And then he jumped up in the chair with me and we fell asleep watching a movie. It was great, but he was beside himself because Isaiah was out on a date and he was stuck at the house. He's like, I can smell him, but he's not here. So I've seen it firsthand in my house. And I know that our customers bring their dogs into the store and we give them treats and they've had a lot of success with it. So that's very exciting, though, that you guys are going to be able to prove in an official study that it does kill canine glioma cells. That's amazing.
Exactly. And right now it's a whole petri dish.
Right.
I think is the next step. And eventually it'll be full-blown clinical trials on dogs.
Right.
We just want to make sure start it small, make sure it works, and if we think it works, move on to clinical trials and see where it goes from there.
Right, right. Well, because, I mean, I don't know anything about canine cancer, but do they have something like chemo for dogs? I know they do surgery, but, I mean, I can't imagine that many dogs would survive something like that.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I don't know if they do something like chemo. I think most dogs just end up dying from cancer.
Right. Well, and it's so expensive, too. I mean, it's expensive to treat a human, and it's much more common, I imagine, that treating a dog for cancer is probably pretty expensive.
Right, yeah, I had to guess.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Thank God I've never had to do that before. Well, so what's happening in the future for you guys?
So I wasn't going to share, but I think I will.
Well, no, don't let me push you.
It's fine. I'm kind of excited to talk about it.
Okay.
I have a hard time keeping quiet.
Uh-huh.
Looking to create like a real high dose CBG oil.
Ah, we know CBG at Canabama. We like it.
Nice. What is like a high dose, or do you get many products right now with a lot of CBG in it?
No, actually I have one product that has CBG that is a CBG isolate. And you need a whole lot less of it than CBD. Because it's yeah, for me personally, I know. I need a much higher serving than most people do. That's just what works for me. And with the CBG, I was surprised at the serving size that I could definitely feel an impact with, because it was much less than the CBD. And I use a full spectrum, you know, close to the plant as you can get product. And I was very surprised. And we also have CBN, and then we have a one-to-one CBD-CBG. So, and I think
on
we just
one-to-one
ordered...
On one-to-one CBD-CBG, what are the milligrams on both?
You know, I don't know. I'll have to look.
Okay.
I don't usually say I don't know, but it's a newer thing.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I could tell you what the CBG is, but I don't... because that one I hadn't tried. So I don't know. I'm sure someone, like Layla or Ashley could tell you, but I haven't actually tried that one, but I like that pure CBG. I'm kind of a purist like that. I'd like to try CBN sometimes if I am a little extra stressed and need a little help, winding down and sleeping. I add a little CBN, to kind of take that edge off. But I think that the future is definitely in the other cannabinoids also being brought to the forefront.
And that's what we're trying to do. You know, CBG, and it's going to be a full-spectrum CBG. We just got real good CBG plant material.
That's awesome.
We plan on making a full-spectrum oil with it, one-to-one with CBD. So it'll be 500 milligrams of CBG, 500 milligrams of CBD.
Okay.
At a low price point compared to most CBG products that are out there.
Right. Yeah.
We were looking at
CBG flower
and CBC.
Right. Well, we were looking at CBG flower, and it is quite a bit more expensive.
About 10 times more expensive is what I'm seeing right now.
Oh yeah, I mean seriously, I'm like, I don't know if I can sell this, because people aren't going to understand why is this one so much more than the rest, because they already think it's too expensive, and it is expensive.
Exactly. And then Yeah, it's a hard argument.
It is. Until you have experienced the full value of it, it's hard to get your head around, why am I spending this much on something that can fit in the palm of my hand? So
right. We
get that. That's why we do single servings and samples a lot, because we know that until you have a good experience, you're not, you know, you're just going to say, no way, that's too much. Craig, I want to say thank you for that little tidbit and for being on the show. We're going to wrap up for tonight. And I just want to say that, again, to the vets that are listening, if you want fantastic quality CBD products at an even better discount than I can give you, you can find Extract Labs. What's your website, Craig?
Extractlabs.com.
Okay. I figured, but I wanted to make sure. but you can also find information about Extract Labs on our website, canabama.com. You'll be able to listen to this broadcast after tomorrow, anytime you want to, and hear what Craig has to say again, and pass that on to anyone you think would find the information valuable. Also, you can find the Extract Labs products 15% off for the entire month of November. As our brand of the month at Canabama in downtown Mobile at 558 St. Francis Street, and in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South. Craig, we are raising money to fund the Alabama Homeless Veterans Initiative. And we're also, alongside the discount, we're giving people extra bonus points for donating. I know that that's something that you can get behind. And we would ask that if you know anyone looking to donate to a great veterans program, to let us know. They can find the link to that donation on our website at canabama.com on the homepage.
I'd love to donate $1,000.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We will happily accept and give you double bonus points.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait to tell them. Thank you. All right, guys, you can find us at canabama.com and on Facebook, Canabama the CBD Store, Instagram at Canabama. And thank you, Craig, so much for being on the show. I had a great time tonight.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.